the second hour of Authentic News right here at RBN Live this 29th day of January 2024. I'm delighted our first caller is Peter from Los Angeles. Join the conversation, Peter.
Hi, morning, Jim. Listen, I just was calling for two topics, one of which I just wanted to share. I sent an article to you this morning about it's Israel ministers attend Resettle Gaza conference, where all the ministers in the Israeli cabinet are going to this conference. And I just want to draw the parallel. This is the Jewish Wannsee answer to the Wannsee conference, where, you know, they convicted Adolf Eichmann, by the way. They couldn't actually convict him with any killings or directly in any massacres. Or what the guy was a railroad logistician, really, that worked out the timetables of railroads on transporting people. Well, if they're going to resettle people against their will and ethnic cleanse them, it's exactly the same thing that they tried Adolf Eichmann for and convicted him.
Yeah, that's very damn interesting, Peter. Elaborate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
Then another one is Israel has accused the Gazans of using white phosphorus against them.
Give me a break. It's the other way around.
Yeah, of course, they
are so outrageous, Peter. But then, as I said, I got the Pentagon spokeswoman out there, and she's just lying her face off about the Houthis, not explaining at all what's going on. Continue,
yeah.
Peter.
I can barely stomach watching that John Kirby, Security Council spokesperson, Admiral Kirby. He's Baghdad Bob. He's the most ridiculous, duplicitous. He turns himself into a pretzel, justifying the crap that this country is doing. But it's interesting that they seem to be doing like they do everywhere here, which is projecting whatever they're doing on other people, like white phosphorus, the Wannsee conference. That's just the way they work. But the other topic I wanted to get in is the dissolution of America, and that was a book, by the way, that the late great Pat Buchanan wrote back in the 80s or early 90s, and his thesis of this book, which I believe was called The Disuniting of America, was way back when, 30, 40 years ago. That all of our identity politics and the way that the Democrats and Republicans were relating to each other and the North and the South and all that stuff was going on, that we were doing everything we can as government policy to disunite the United States, right? To fragment us, and I've said it before. I believe it's the Jewish supremacist agenda to divide and conquer. But clearly, that's what they've been doing. I mean, don't you agree?
Yeah, of course, absolutely, yes. And I don't know. It's so scurrilous. I mean, again and again, we get more confirmation that Israel is running our government, Soros domestically. Netanyahu, our foreign policy, this attack on Yemen is insane. And just to lie about it, not explain how the Yemen has declared war on Israel. They're only interdicting cargo to Israel and claiming it's an affront to international law when it's in compliance. Peter, we're becoming exactly what they are, the biggest liars in the world. No surprise there, I suppose.
You lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas, as they say. But you know, I've said before to you and to the listeners that our foreign policy, dominated, of course, by by the internationalist Jewish supremacists versus the nationalist Jewish supremacists domestically. By the way, George Soros is sending millions of dollars to Texas to quash whatever rebellion is going on there from Abbott. But he's sending millions of dollars to oppose whatever Abbott's doing. But on the other term is, because we followed Israel internationally, and the neocon Jewish supremacists that run our foreign policy, we're now basically shut out of the Black Sea. We're now basically shut out of the Red Sea. We're now basically shut out of the Persian Gulf.
Yes.
And the bases that we have in Syria and Iraq and Kuwait and Saudi are basically in Bahrain, where the Fifth Fleet headquarters is. I've been to all those places. They are untenable. They're absolutely untenable. The Persian Gulf is what, 600 miles long or something like that, and we, you know, both sides of the Straits of Hormuz could be closed off, just like the where the Houthis are, the entrance to the Red Sea, but only it's both sides here, and then you have to traverse the hundreds of miles of enclosed shallow water that means that carriers can't navigate and be subject to attack from three sides, you know, north, south, east, south and east, or you know, trying to traverse that to reinforce or to evacuate all those bases we have in Kuwait or Saudi Arabia or Iraq and illegal, of course, illegally. They don't want us in Iraq. They don't want us in Syria. They're totally illegally in Syria. But we can't reinforce those any other way, really. And those poor guys are just hanging out to dry. And nobody wants us there. They're sacrificial pawns, really.
Yeah.
And we should have gotten them out years ago. But
well, for U.S. troops to be deployed to Yemen, I mean, this is like beef to a slaughterhouse. The Houthis are going to kill them. I mean, they hate America. You know, I think this is just so insane and incompetent. And having all those bases, because we've attacked Yemen, we have made all those bases fair game. And as you observe, Peter, they're not defensible militarily. They're untenable. You can't get the logistics. You can't get the supplies. Mark my words, they're going to come under attack and they're going to be taken out one after another, after another, after another. I predict 100 bases are going to fall out of all of this as a consequence of the stupidity of the government. And who the hell is running the DOD? George Lloyd. Lloyd Austin died 3rd of January in Kiev. Peter, he did. He was taken out.
He hasn't made an appearance since before Christmas.
They've got a deep fake out there, you know, that's supposed to be him, but who's actually calling the shots? I mean, who knows how incompetent the decision, because every decision they're making is wrong. From a military and geopolitical point of view, Peter, give me some final thoughts.
Well, I basically said what I wanted to say, but we are truly in deep trouble with what's going on at the border, and we're doing everything we can. This government, this administration, this regime, is doing everything it can to absolutely destroy this country, and it's real. That's the only thing it's doing well.
Yeah, it's succeeding. It's absolutely succeeding, Peter.
Yeah, they're succeeding wildly there and failing everywhere else. But at any rate, that's it for me, Jim. Thank you.
Thank Peter. Great call, Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, join the conversation.
Thank you, Mr. Fetzer, for taking my call. Real quick question, and I hope it's not too off the board here, but have you anything about maybe dignitaries or news personnel or actors, actresses maybe getting arrested and sent down to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba?
Well, you get those kinds of reports from real raw news, but I'm sorry to say I've found real raw news to be unreliable, though this is the story about Austin being killed was also in real raw news. I just got to tell you, that story has been corroborated by the absurd explanations, the disappearance of Lloyd Austin. There's really no other reasonable explanation. When you think these things through, what you want to do is consider the alternative possibilities. For example, Lloyd actually had prostate cancer versus Lloyd actually was killed in Kiev. And ask which one, if it were true, confers a higher probability on the evidence. If he really had prostate cancer, everyone would have known. Everyone would have been in contact. He would never have been out of touch. But he was out of touch. He was not in contact. At least that's what they told us. And the only reason for such an absurd story is because the alternative hypothesis that he actually died in Kiev on that Russian missile attack is true. And now, notice, it turns out that the head of the Ukrainian armed forces who was there with him in the bunker and presumably was likewise killed has been replaced. They're not admitting that he's dead, but I guarantee you that's the story. They're both dead. So roughly that's how I'd respond, Jerry. You got something else in mind?
No, but I've never tuned into real raw news or anything else like that. I heard it from somebody else I was listening to. He also happened to mention that Oprah Winfrey was recently arrested in the past week and sent down to Gitmo, where they're having tribunals.
Yeah, well, see, now you check with your source. Real Raw News is publishing a lot of this. I think Nancy Pelosi was supposed to have been tried and executed 6 months ago, but she's still alive and well and going after Trump and Abbott and all that. You know, I mean, the trouble is it puts out a lot of stuff. But it's not, in my opinion, it's not a serious source, even though I know someone I respect very highly who takes it far more seriously than do I. That's all I can tell you about, Jerry. No, I think those stories are not true.
Okay. I appreciate that. On to your next caller. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for the call. Joe in Florida. Joe in Florida, join the conversation. Joe, yeah, go ahead, unmute. Yeah, join.
Hey, doctor, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Oh, by the way, just real quickly, Peter before referred to, I think it was just an oversight, he called him the late, great Pat Buchanan, but Pat's still alive and kicking, thanks God. I just wanted to correct the record. I don't
good
think he book. Meant it intentionally.
Yeah,
he's 85. God bless him, but still going on strong.
I think maybe mentally is thinking of Rush Limbaugh, you know, who is no longer among us, alas. But, yeah, good point. Thanks. Good catch.
Well, I mean, I call him the great Pat Buchanan, so we don't need late, but he's definitely the great Pat Buchanan. Peter's call was great. I want to run an idea by you and my take on this whole thing just recently with these terrible, you know, tragic, you know, deaths of our military there. But it seems to me, I'm very suspicious of this group, of these type of groups. Okay, this one is called Islamic Resistance in Iraq. This is a certain bunch of groups, like in Syria and in those parts. Because, by the way, this is in Syria, right? You know, the original reports I saw that it was in Jordan. Apparently it's on the border, but it really was, they were attacked and killed in Syria, is what I understand. So these groups, there's a bunch of groups, and it's like ISIS, okay? We know that ISIS was created by Mossad, and to a degree it's controlled by Assad. Now, these are interesting groups. They're not fake groups, okay? And they are Islamic fighters, but they have a very nefarious history, and I think that this organization is one of those groups. Now, that goes along with this, and the real question, and I'll bring it to the point, is, So consider the timing. Okay, so where are we? Where's Netanyahu in the last week? So it's become apparent to anybody who's not Zog brainwashed that Israel is losing this war, in the war that they and the goals that they've stated. I saw a report that it's almost 4 months now, right? Unbelievably, how outrageous this genocide is going on. But after 4 months, something like 75% of Hamas fighters are still active. They're fighting. That Israel has had a very minor impact because obviously Hamas can hide in the tunnels. So what better time for Netanyahu and his gang of thugs and the Mossad to kick into their plan B? What's their plan B? America, war against Iran, right? They obviously see that they're failing even in their pathetically evil pathetic and evil plans that they had, which is basically genocide all of Gaza. But even that, their so-called goals are miserably failing. So what do they resort to? They resort to their next step was their Mossad people say, oh, let's start the killing, order your people to start sacrificing American soldiers, which they know is going to get the reaction that it's getting now. What do you think?
Yeah, oh, sure. I agree with that. I mean, it's been Bibi's wet dream to get America to attack Iran. I mean, the idea we're attacking Yemen is so lunatic and stupid from a military and geopolitical point of view that it has to have an outside influence, and that would be because Netanyahu is using American resources to benefit Israel. ISIS, by the way, was supported by Israel, but it was actually founded by the U.S., Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, and Barack Obama in 2012.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I agree. And the thing is that, so then, you know, you have the reaction that we know that these disgusting Zog puppets like Lindsey Graham instantly calling for war with Iran. I mean, they've been waiting any minute to have the slightest little. I'm not denying that this is a terrible attack against the U.S. We should do some kind of retaliation, but you know it's like a rigged game here, right? This is Netanyahu's next plan. He wants escalate into World War III.
Of course. Now let me just say, a lot of these little groups are, you know, they're phony. They exist so they can be used as false flags, you know. Yeah, call it of Iran or whatever, and then have them do some miserable thing, and you blame it on Iran when you were controlling the op the whole time. So I think you're right on. You're spot on in the general picture. What's going on here, Joe? Give us a final thought.
Yeah, and so the final thought was also something that Peter referenced. I guess he sent you this article. I saw it covered. Yeah, what a disgusting outrage. You've got these psychopath groups in Jerusalem, apparently yesterday or Saturday, holding a convention about resettling Gaza. And,
and I saw a
report on RT where they have maps. This is how sick and depraved these people are. They have maps where they're charting out where they're going to put the settlers and start new settlements.
Yeah.
In Gaza,
yeah.
Which they have just scorched earth and murdered 30,000 people. I mean, I was so outraged at that. And these
let's resettle the Israelis. They all belong in prison or subjected to tribunals and execution. Joe, thank you.
Exactly. Thank you.
Anybody's helping anyway. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Wayne in Missouri, join the conversation, Wayne.
What do we want? Peaceful revolution. When do we want it? Now. I see three main reasons to have a peaceful revolution now. I'll just state the reasons and then come back and comment briefly, if I may, on them. My first reason for a peaceful revolution is that the current administration is not legitimate. Second reason is that the administration has abrogated its constitutional responsibility to protect the states from invasion by foreign immigrants. Third reason is that the current administration has made the United States a party to genocide by furnishing weapons of war to the genocidal actor, Israel.
I agree with all three, Wayne. You're absolutely spot on. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. And the first one, the administration is not legitimate, and it is attempting to undermine the values and principles of the country in any way it can. And when the Texas lawsuit, backed by, I don't know, 26 states or something, went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court threw it out, but there is overwhelming evidence that the election in 2020 was stolen, so that the current administration was is not legitimate. And the same cities, the same blue cities and states that were principal actors then appear to be prepared to repeat their deceptions and fraud in 2024. also the administration is threatening to draw us into wars, World War III possibly, and possibly Civil War. We can't wait till January 2025 to handle this. Something has to be done now. We have to stop these wrongful actions now. Also, I basically covered that. Okay, the second reason.
Well, Raina, I like you are exceptionally clear, and everything you have said is exactly right. And I believe Abbott is doing the right thing. There are those who question him, maybe he has improper motives. I don't know. He's doing the right thing. Sometimes people do the right thing for the wrong reason. But it's not going to be a civil war as I see it, because the other states aren't going to try to fight Texas and 25 other states. It's actually an issue between the states and the government, which makes it a revolution. And you say a peaceful revolution.
Right.
Catch, we have the latest report that the government is running tanks into Texas for an exercise. That's obviously a cover story. I wouldn't let those tanks into Texas if I were the governor, but it's pretty damn interesting he's using tanks down on the border. Go ahead, give us a final thought or two, Wayne. I like everything you said.
Well, that second reason I had was that you basically mentioned the border crisis and the elements involved there. But the point is that the migrants are coming across every day. We can't wait.
I agree. I got colleagues that are pissed off at Abbott because he took so long, and I say better late than never. Thank God he's doing something now before it got even worse. Wayne, go ahead.
Okay, well, the third reason I had to have a peaceful revolution now was that the administration has made us a party to genocide, and a lot of people don't seem to appreciate this, but without our weapons of destruction, Israel could not be carrying on this continued genocide in Gaza. And I feel that the United States bears a large portion of guilt for this. And the International Court of Justice has recognized that there is genocide going on. They haven't called for a ceasefire, but they did recognize the existence of the genocidal actions. And they're calling for Israel to stop or restrain their genocidal actions. But once again, we can't wait a year for Israel to do this.
Wayne, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more, and I'm therefore very, very glad that Abbott has taken the action he does. And as you notice, even the Border Patrol is right there. They agree with Abbott. They say he's doing the right thing. They have no issues with what the state of Texas is doing. And I say it is a matter of ultimate seriousness. I appreciate your call greatly, Wayne. A final thought?
I just think that someone needs to draw up a declaration. Now, Adam Abbott did a good job of declaring the reasons behind his actions, but something to be more general, like that would include these three points that I've mentioned, so that revolution has a written foundation. A declaration.
Wayne, thank you very, very much. Yeah, Abbott's own statement is a good beginning, but thanks for a great call. We'll be right back with Dan from Washington.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Washington, welcome back to the show, Dan.
Thanks. Over the weekend, I went to your website. I thought you interviewed, Fred Lecter with the Lecter Report on the gas chambers?
Yes.
Because I heard you were right. I heard that execution took a very long time, and it sounds... I couldn't find the interview, though. So, I don't know, maybe tell the audience...
That interview with Fred was on the Raw Deal. If you go to my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and scroll down, let's see, it was on the 20th, I think. I think it was the 20th of, I got the wrong calendar here. It was just last Wednesday, I think, that I had that interview with Fred, and it's on the Raw Deal. It's not on my – you're looking at my written blog. It's on my video blog, which is BitChute Channel Jim Fetzer. Go to BitChute Channel Jim Fetzer and scroll down. You'll find it pretty fast.
Okay. Yeah, that's the main reason I called. I've heard it. I've heard him before. He's a very knowledgeable guy. And,
Well, he spoke at my false flag and conspiracy conference this year about the Holocaust. And he's the leading, world-leading expert on gas chambers. He went there and found there was nothing that could possibly have functioned as a gas chamber, that the whole thing was a massive pile of happy horseshit. That's how I would phrase it as a former Marine Corps officer. But Dan, those interviews, that interview with Lecter is on my Twitter. It's also on my Twitter's at Jim Fetzer. The Lecter might actually be on Twitter too. That more recent interview on the Raw Deal, I can't recall if it's there or only on my Twitter. But you'll find it either or both.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I'll check it out. He's very knowledgeable too, because he's the guy that designed the actual gas chambers in America, so he knows what
he's the leading expert. And I haven't learned. You're telling me this execution was drawn out? It sounds to me like then he probably predicted it exactly. I'll bet it was an agonizing death.
That's what I heard. I haven't verified it, but I heard it was like pretty long. It took the guy a long time to die.
That's bad. That's bad. If it's done properly at the right barometric temperature, the equivalent of, say, 30,000 feet altitude, it's a peaceful death. But if it's done at a low altitude, like, you know, sea level, then it's agonizing and excruciating and cruel and inhuman. Dan, thank you for the call. Frank in New York, join the conversation, Frank. Frank, I know you got to unmute, right? Frank, are you there? Okay. Oh, go to H. I can go to HB, Julie, and come back to Frank. Okay, HB from Tennessee, join the conversation, HB.
Mr. Fetzer, I'm your biggest fan.
Nice.
Can you hear me?
I appreciate that, HB. Go ahead.
Hey, I've been following you since your Sandy Hook take on things, but I heard something today on our old Alex Jones channel about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that the UN has. And it basically puts them above the law, and all the NGOs connected to the UN puts them above the law in any country. They can do anything. They can human traffic. They can sell drugs. They can kidnap people, rape people with immunity. It's just ridiculous.
That's very disturbing. How does that work, HB? I mean, how does a Declaration of Human Rights and from what I know of it, it was actually a very fine, noble statement. I don't understand how the declaration leads to these perversions. Did Alex explain it? Because by the way,
he said you can go look this up, and I haven't done it yet because I'm not back on my computer. But that's what he was putting out today, and he said he's done it. He did it 5 or 6 years ago when he found it. But the other things I want to say is, I don't think we should sell weapons of mass destruction, weapons of any kind to any other country. And if we would just get out of the UN, all of this crap would stop. If we'd stop funding all this crap, stop selling weapons to everybody, I mean, the world would be a lot better place.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a brilliant film, by the way, about arms dealing called Lord of War with Nicolas Cage. It's a brilliant film if you've never seen it. Because arms trafficking is huge, multi-billion dollar business. So, you know, promoting wars, selling weapons to both sides, I mean, that's just absolutely routine. You make nice points, HB. A lot of people think the UN has outlived its significance, and we should get the U.S. out of the UN and the UN out of the U.S.
Exactly.
And thanks, HB. A final thought?
George Soros needs to be arrested now.
Yeah. He there's a warrant for his arrest in Hungary and it may be in other nations. I couldn't agree more. Soros is a menace and a miscreant and a disgrace and a threat to the nation and has done us in untold damage. Thanks very much, HB. Tom in Florida. Thank you very much. Tom, join the conversation.
Yeah, good day, Jim. Can you hear me? A lot of great calls already.
Yeah. We got you.
Yeah, and as far as Wayne goes, Wayne made a great point. He's like John Wayne. Sound like John Wayne a little bit. Patriot. So I got to say this. I got to say this, Jim. And to the last caller, he was right on, too. George Soros, instead of winning on the January 6th, when they went into the January 6th Capitol there, they should have took 50,000, 100,000 men and went right over to George Soros' house, wherever the hell he is in the United States, and marched right on his house with pitchforks. That's what they should have done to George Soros, like he's doing, spending all this money for the BLM and all that to destroy all our cities. That's what the insurrection should have been at, George Soros' wherever the hell that bastard's at. That bastard needs to be hung on a rope. That's the main reason I called your show, Jim. You know, today, right now, I don't know if you've been, any of your guys in your audience are listening, but right now they're doing a trial for Alejandro Mayorkas. Jim, this is not going to end well. Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be hung. He's a treasonous traitor. He should never have been had a levers of power the way he is at. He's an American citizen. And what this guy's done is absolute total treason, along with that bumbling, stumbling, mumbling, imbecile Biden and his criminal son, Hunter.
Yeah.
Biggest criminal Tom, I agree. The White
Tom,
House.
I agree. I agree. I agree. I agree, Tom.
Well, you Wayne was asked for a peaceful revolution. Wayne, I would love to see that myself, Wayne. But you know what? With Alejandro Mayorkas, that's not possible. Because this guy's flooding this country. And I'm going to tell, I want to make a shout-out to somebody, Jim, if I can. I'd like to make a shout-out to Michael Rivero. Because Michael Rivero was bringing this up years ago, since I've been calling the show like 8-9 years ago. Mike was always letting me hammer home on immigration. And I've been telling everybody for years and years and years what their hodus and modus of operandi was. They're going to try to flood this country with all this, put guys like you and me out of business for completely. Don't give us 1% business loans at $100,000, $200,000. They're bringing all these illegals in here to give them. And, you know, one caller was right the other day. And I want to give a shout-out to Frank. He was right. The number to call your congressman, 202-224-3121. Everybody at RBN should start calling every one of their congresspeople and demand the end of this invasion. Conquest. It's a conquest of the United States of America. That's what this is. Okay?
Yeah.
No other army. Could you imagine if the Russians started sneaking in 50,000 men a day and over the Bering Strait? Could you imagine if they wanted to take back Alaska? You think they would allow that, Jim? The Russians?
Yeah.
The Russians started sending over 20,000 white Russian men and women over to Bering Strait to bring them over into Alaska to get conquest Alaska. What nonsense. Biden should be arrested also. But Alejandro Mayorkas is in trial right now, and I think they have the votes. I think they're going to have the votes to impeach this imbecile, but I don't think that's enough, Jim. This guy should be tried.
You're telling
for treason and hung.
Tom, you're telling me in Congress, in the House of Representatives, they're voting on Mayorkas today?
No, they're doing the articles right now, but they're trying to round up the votes. And I believe, I don't even think maybe you might get 5 or 10 Democrats. Hopefully, will break rank, but I don't think that's. I don't know, Jim. These demon rat communist Marxist Bolsheviks are so entwined in their doctrine. I don't know if you can break these people. They're brainwashed. They're absolute total brainwashed morons. These Jews are using some kind of hypnosis on our population. They're using hypnotics. Tom, that's what it is, Jim. This is all about hypnotics. Yeah,
Tom, it's a hell of a litmus test. If you support Mayorkas, you do not support America. Good
that's
call,
right.
Tom. Thank you so very much.
Can I say one more thing, Jim?
Go ahead.
Yeah, my final thought is I hope there's a lot of great callers like Miles and Marco and all these guys. And I'd love to hear from Sebastian in Sweden, what's going on in Sweden. I believe Europe is a powder keg, too. I think Europe is going to have something major maybe happen before we do here in the United States. But, however, we'll see what's going to happen with Mayorkas. But I tell you, I think we're sitting on a powder keg, Jim. This is a powder keg.
Tom, do we all agree? Global. We all agree 100%. Thank you, Tom. Great call. Frank in New York, we lost you before, but now, Frank. Frank in New York. Go ahead. Go, Frank.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking my call. Jim, I put out a phone number the other day regarding Congress, okay? Somebody called up and said it was wrong. They were wrong. This was a correct number, Jim, the one I put out. They've got two numbers. When you got 535 offices, you probably need two operators, okay? And I was glad to hear Keith Rogers and you earlier today, Jim. I want to tell you that. I commend you for that. And, you know, Jim, when you gave that speech down in 2008 for Ron Paul, I was in that crowd, okay? I believe Joe Swinney gave a speech. Jack McLam.
Shit. You were there, Frank. That's amazing.
Huh?
That's amazing. You were there, man.
I was, yeah. We were down on the bus from Albany. There was about 48 of us. You know, Ron Paul was big. You know, I think he got screwed out in Iowa. I think Santorum and Mitt Romney, those guys got together. And then when he went up to New Hampshire, Dave Von Kleist, one of the hosts here, he was going around up there, and they saw all the Ron Paul signs, okay? And I heard a guy call in, and he said his whole family voted for Ron Paul, and they were in districts or precinct or something. And they said, when they gave the final tally, they showed zero. And they had five votes themselves there. I mean, it was ludicrous the way that went on, you know. And I think Ron Paul would have been the greatest thing for this country, and unfortunately he got the shaft. And regarding Real Raw News, Jim, if you go there and if you look up, you know, you click onto the About Us, they'll tell you, you know, this site contains parody and entertainment and stuff. One guy writes all of the articles. And if you believe him, you know, Henry Kissinger, I think Bill Gates, Hillary, they've all been hung down at Gitmo, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that really puts any...
But it's funny, Frank, I think they got the one about Lloyd Austin right. I mean, it's just fascinating, you know?
Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, because the explanation government was giving right for his absence were absurd. Just absurd. So there's no possible way their explanation was true. That meant it required an extraordinary set of circumstances to come up with fantastic explanations for his absence. And it, I think Real Raw News got that one right.
What I was going to say is, you know, even a blind squirrel runs into a nut now and then. I mean, if you go there, the guy's name...
Twice a stuck clock. Yeah, you got it, Frank. Final thought.
I just want to say keep up the good work, and, you know, I'm glad you and Keith are talking here, and I'll be listening as I do every day. Have a good one. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks for the call, Frank. James in Vancouver. James, join the conversation once again.
Say Yonapat. In Hungarian, we say Yonapat Kivanuk. Good afternoon. Eichmann was executed because I believe he knew too much. And if people don't believe in the Holocaust and it never happened, then no crime was committed. Therefore, nothing that wrong was done. And they could have picked up Mengele, too, but they didn't. So this idea of Eichmann and this whole thing is a ruse and a diversion. And he knew things, I believe, and they didn't want him to talk about it. Back to you.
Okay. Other thoughts you'd like to add, James?
Yeah, my Hitler youth buddy, when he was in the Luftwaffe, he was briefed on the flying bell. And he's familiar with the power source that makes it work. I'll let you go.
Was that an anti-gravity craft?
He hasn't told me that exactly, but he has described to me how you can generate a million amps in a small container, like a goldfish bowl.
Fascinating. James, thanks a lot for the call. Alexander in Canada, join the conversation, Alexander.
So can you hear me?
Yes.
See, just wanted to tell you that I, regarding this caller, hijacker that called in last week, he called after me, and he called before Layla, and I agree with Layla that that guy is a shill or like controlled opposition. Obviously, he keeps calling in to damage the network.
Yeah, but Alexander, I prefer we deal with the ideas or the arguments, not the personalities, you know. People can, for the wrong reason, say the right thing. I mean, we're not positioned to judge. You know, it seemed to me sincere. I prefer not to go that way. Just deal with his argument.
Well, see, sir, like, his argument is nothing new. Like a lot of people have been saying this for decades, that the Palestinians should leave, and it's like a slower version of an ethnic cleansing.
I got an alternative, Alexander. Let's get the Israelis to leave. Let's get them the hell out of Palestine.
Yeah, exactly. And this was also another thing that a lot of the information that he said was all wrong about the Palestinians.
Stand by. Stand by, Alexander. We'll continue right after.
Love, love, love. Love, love.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on.
I appreciate your being around, Alexander. Give us your further thoughts.
You see, so I just want to tell you that, like, what he said is nothing new. This is the opinion of a lot of Jews, like, for many decades, that to make the Palestinians leave. So that's why, I'm kind of hard on him.
That's okay, Alex. Do you have a further, an additional argument to make?
You see, so I just want to tell you that, and when it comes to the border, I just want to tell people, get people, just want to tell people about the HIAS. That's the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And see, sir, these are Jews not helping other Jews. These are Jews helping illegal immigrants coming to America.
Bad.
Hebrew Aid.
Alexander. Yeah.
Immigrant Society. Helping illegals into America.
Yeah. We don't like that. I don't like that. Alexander, thanks. I got two more I want to work in here before we go. Thank you for the call. Misty in Kansas. Misty, go ahead. Join the conversation.
Hi, Jim. Sorry, I didn't catch his name. The gentleman that called about that, the Jews supporting this. I sent you that article this morning.
Alexander in Canada. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. But I've got another one here. It looks like on February 5th through the 8th, 2024 in Georgia, they're advertising for crisis actors. Crisis actors needed. Join us in supporting our National Guardsmen as they gain invaluable experience in search and rescue first aid at a thrilling structural collapse venue site.
Huh.
Yeah.
They're going to collapse a building as a false flag?
I don't. Huh. It's in quotations. Structural collapse.
Do we have any kind of date? Is there any kind of date, Christy, that, or location specific? Atlanta, maybe?
Let's see. I sent you definitely. I have already sent you the link.
Yeah.
Georgia
I'll look
National
at it.
Guard. Yeah, I'm not. I know you got another call, so I'm not going to keep you on hold. But I sent you that link. I just found it interesting again.
Missy, I'll look for it. Thanks very much. Hijacker, go ahead. Squeeze in a few words. Go for it.
Yes, Professor. I've done a deep dive on this, and they want to just, Alexander just wants to talk about a buyout. No, a buyout with they get their own country, kingdom. One of the other Muslims, whether it's Jordan or Erdogan in Turkey, would actually give. So it's a different deal. Could even be a $1 trillion deal. But I've done a deep dive on this, and this is what I've come to conclusion, and I'm going to finally leave it alone. You've got the one race.
Run out, but I'm glad. Call in earlier. I'll give you more time. Everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left. Support RBN.
I want somebody to love. Oh, I guess I will help from my friends. Gonna try a little help from my friends.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.